Hi, Bill Arnold with George Fraser. Thanks for checking out this highlight to Real Recovery. You can hear the entire episode online at myfaithradio.com. Thanks so much for listening, and I hope you enjoy the show.
We're talking about a little scripture here, you know, Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ. And you went to John 10:10 to get the abundant life. Bill went to Psalm 46:10, I think, be still and know that I'm God. But we go to John 15, apart from me, you can do nothing. So we start with that Neil Anderson, that I got to remember who I am in Christ and then act on that. How do I do that on a daily basis? What's a good way to get started on that?
Well, you know, this may seem very simple. What I give guys is the card.
Simple works for me, by the way.
The card that outlines who we are in Christ. I am a son of God. I'm a member of his kingdom. It has this list and all these scriptures. I said, put it up on the mirror in your bathroom. And in the morning before you leave from work, remind yourself who you are in Christ so that the world doesn't conform you into its image and you don't lose your sense of identity in the process. Start the morning with that. It's little things like that that remind us who we are in Christ. I mean, you walk through the world. The interesting thing about our faith is we have to understand that when we come to Christ, we're no longer of this world. In other words, we have dual citizenship. We happen to traverse, we walk in this world, but God gives us a new passport. It's called, we're citizens of heaven. It has a new constitution, a new bill of rights, a new code of conduct. We are different. It's the culture above every culture. It's being citizens of the kingdom of God. But we still have to walk in the world. We can't sit behind a Christian ghetto, tie a verse to a stone, throw it over the wall, hope it hits somebody on the head. They'll open up the verse and they'll come to Christ. God says you need to walk in this world. You need to be in the world, but not of the world, so you can minister to the world. But you always recognize where your citizenship. That's why it calls us foreigners, aliens. And so it's a whole new identity. When you start knowing you're living for a different kingdom and you're representing the king, it changes your perspective and your attitudes. There's this formula I share called S equals R over E. S could be satisfaction or significance or success. R is reality and E is expectations. Now, every great leader will tell you the beginning of being a great leader is to find out what reality is. Not your perceptions of reality. That's not reality.
Mm-hmm.
What is reality? Then adjust your expectations to that new reality, and you will enjoy success or significance. And so the point is that what's truth? And so when you find out who you are in Christ, that's the new reality. And you adjust your expectations to that new reality.
Wow. Good stuff, George.
What's truth? Jesus. I'm the way, the life, the truth.
Yeah.
Are you talking about the known known or the known unknown? That's a little Rumsfeld moment there.
Yeah.
But I really like that. I think, Bill, we forget who we are.
Totally.
We see guys go back to drinking because they forget they're alcoholics. I can handle this. Never worked before. Every time I get away from Jesus, I mess up, but my pattern is I got this.
You know, it's interesting that somebody, if their identity is I'm an alcoholic, instead of their identity being I'm a child of God, what kind of behaviors and what kind of patterns in life will that set up? So it's a matter of identity. It's true they may be an alcoholic, but if they actually embrace that as their primary identity instead of who they are in Christ—
Yeah, if that's the card they lead with, they're in trouble, right?
Yeah.
But I'm going to take a different route here than you guys on that. I think recovering alcoholic, and here's why. I've broken a lot of the commandments, quite a few of them. I've heard a lot of people say that they're a new creation in Christ and that they're never going to drink again, and they've been delivered, and they got undelivered real quick. And I think when you do that, what you're saying then is you drag God's name in vain through the mud. That's the third commandment. So for me, when I say it, I'm giving God the glory. But for me, it says the same thing. On my own, I am a sinner.
Well,
an alcoholic.
You're already saying then your identity really is in Christ.
Yeah.
And that's the way that you inform that statement for yourself.
Yeah, but I think a lot of people who get delivered drag God's name through the mud because they're encouraged to be delivered. And it's not a one shot, you're good to go now. You got to pick up your cross and deny yourself daily. And I think that gets lost.
Well, part of our identity, and it, especially for men, it's a shame that our society is feminizing men and masculinizing women. Both lose in that case, instead of understanding the identities that God has created us to be. When a man captures a vision for who God has wired him to be, then he'll storm the gates of hell for the Lord. For instance, when you finally let a man know that he's created for three reasons, a cause to die for, a challenge to embrace, and loved ones to protect. Jesus had a cause to die for, the eternal salvation of all mankind. He had a challenge to embrace, which was the cross. He had loved ones to protect, which is you and I. And so he's our model for manhood. So every man I know wants to be a part of something larger than himself, a cause, something to give his life to know that his life matters. Every man I know wants to be challenged on a regular basis. Every man I know wants to protect his loved ones. If he's single, it's the uncared for, the underrepresented, the unwanted, the unloved. If he's married, it begins with his wife and his children. When you give him his identity back, a cause to die for, a challenge to embrace, and loved ones to protect, all of a sudden, you'll find that his spiritual backbone gets stiffer.
Hi, Bill Arnold with George Fraser. Thanks for checking out this highlight to Real Recovery. You can hear the entire episode online at myfaithradio.com. Thanks so much for listening, and I hope you enjoy the show.